The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly what Greg has done. He is got a 17-year-old granddaughter who's driving him a little nuts right now. She's one of six kids. Dad was killed in a car accident 4 years ago. But she's been kind of a handful from the time she was a young child. And she certainly follows the classic pattern in that she's the second child, the first daughter. And so she was the only girl and the baby for 2 years, and then her dreaded sib came along, who not only took over the baby position, but also was another girl, so she was not unique anymore. And so she's been basically the pot stir ever since. And she's never really had a great time at school. Greg, I'll tell you what I would do at this moment. I would take her out. I asked you before we took a break, has there been any time in the time that you've been living with her, the time you've been her grandpa, obviously for 17 years, where the two of you had a really nice time together? Can you think of any, just the two of you?
Oh, sure. We almost every weekend we cook together. It hasn't been all bad. We cook what we call a breakfast for the family, and she's really good at that. And
terrific.
She's not a bad kid. It's just in terms of the whole family, she's just, as you had perfectly placed her, the mischievous one. And I just want her to succeed.
I hear exactly what you're saying, but you've just put your thumb on it. When it's one-on-one, she's a delight. When it's part of the family, she figures she's going to get lost. And the only way she knows, you hear me all the time say, kids, that everybody wants to be praised rather than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. Because especially as babies, being ignored means that we die. I was talking with a friend yesterday. We were talking about the movie Home, which is in theaters, and I predicted that it was going to do very well, even though many critics said they thought it was derivative and kind of silly, and they thought Stay Hard was going to do well, and I said, no. And the person I was talking to said, yeah, well, I got a tear in my eye, and I said, well, we all do when children and parents are reunited because we all have to deal with our abandonment issues. And that's what we all do. So the idea of somebody ignoring us, the feeling that we don't matter, that we don't exist, feels like death, literally feels deadly. So here's what I do with this kid. I would say to her, I'll tell you what, you are, and from my point of view, Greg, she's a hero. Because hopefully she's not doing drugs, she hasn't gotten arrested, but understand, kids in this situation are prone to do that kind of thing. They are prone to do some serious acting out of saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. Because we know that squeaky wheels get attention, and there's nothing more squeaky than getting arrested or getting high or whatever, or getting pregnant, God forbid. So here's what I would, this kid to a certain extent is heroic. And I know that that's the last word you'd probably apply to her at this moment. But she's stuck with her school, even though and my guess is she's been on the verge of failing for a lot of the time, and she pulls it out at the last minute. But the deal I would make with her is, listen, graduate high school. Just finish up. I don't care how you do it. Just finish up high school. Don't drop out. Don't get your GED. Just finish high school. And if you finish high school, let's talk about two things that you're really good at, and we can do them maybe part-time or internships for this summer and during your senior year, so you have some sense of where you're going to go. Let's either get you in a culinary school or get you apprenticed to a chef, or let's get you in a beauty, a hairdresser's program or something that you feel that is something you really want to do. You can see it as a career. And let's just, I'll make you a deal. I'll pay for it, or I don't know what your circumstances are, but I'll help you do that, with the condition being that you try and not be any more of a pain in the neck than you absolutely have to be at home, and that you graduate high school, and then you don't get pregnant, and you don't do drugs. And because this is a kid who, when she has one-on-one time with you, as you say, she's lovely. This kid needs to be out of that family situation. She needs to be on her own. She needs to be doing something that she's good at. And think about it. For 17 years, she's had to be in a situation where she's always felt like she was she was being one upped either by her older brother, who was a boy and the oldest, or one of her sisters who were younger, and probably she thinks they're probably prettier, and there hence her issue about makeup, or that they're cuter, they're younger, they're babyish, and then she gets the other dreaded boy who gets to be the baby as well. She's never been very good at school, so that's not a way to excel. It sounds like girls haven't really have only recently been able to excel by being athletic. So she's really had 17 years of feeling like she's a second-class citizen. And there's nothing like feeling like the system doesn't support you. The system isn't going to work for you to turn you into essentially an emotional terrorist, which is what she's become. There's no sense in telling the truth because all I'm going to do is get in trouble. There's no sense about trying to do well in school because I'm never going to do well in school. There's no sense about being honest because I'm going to get punished for what I did. And so I might as well try lying about it because, you know, I'll get punished. I'll probably get caught out because she's not very good at lying. But at least, you know, at least I haven't admitted to something. And there's, as long as I plead innocent, there's a chance that I'll get away with it. So from that point of view, her behavior makes great sense. It's just not a long-term philosophy, but one of the things about being 17, which is kind of our point of talking about today, of things that you wish you'd known when you were younger, is you have no perspective. You've never really been even close to being an adult. All you've been is being a kid, and being a kid hasn't worked for her. Because when it worked for her for exactly 2 years, but she was, and all she then was aware of was it being taken away from her, because 2-year-olds are not the world's most prescient human beings. But by the time she was 3 and understood that she was no longer the cutest, no longer the baby, no longer the oldest girl, then she could start being a stinker, because what she understood is being a stinker got her some attention. So that's become her modus operandi. With you, she obviously feels that you're a kindred spirit, that you truly do love her, and she's already figured out, because she's really smart, and she's really people smart, of how to have separate time with you. And so she cooks with you. So take that and the makeup and say, I'll make you this deal. You just graduate high school, and this summer we'll find you an internship, we'll find you an apprenticeship to a chef, we'll see about sending you to culinary school. Just get through high school. Don't get pregnant. Don't get arrested. Try not to be any more of a pain in the neck you have to be. And then let's launch you into something you're going to be good at, and you can make a lot of money and a lot of friends and be really happy at.
Fantastic.
All right?
That's fantastic.
Great. Go take her for a walk today and say, look, I got it. I got that this system doesn't work very well for you. That you're not only one of 6 kids at this moment, you're one of 9 people, and it's hard for you to get any attention from anybody. Understand, you and I will cook together. We'll try different recipes. Maybe you can even do a cooking blog. Let's find you a particular kind of food. Let's find you, maybe we'll find you a cooking course that you could take. Focus on what she's already good at, and she'll feel great about it, and she'll feel like you're paying attention to her for doing something positive. Okay?
That's awesome. Okay,
great.
Thanks for the advice.
You're welcome, Greg. Yes. All right, so the deal is here that it's very easy, and all of us have grown up with the idea of the role of parent is basically judge and jury. You catch them doing something wrong, you punish them so they know the difference between right and wrong. I would argue that kids know the difference in right and wrong very early on. And if they're consistently choosing wrong, it's not because they don't know. It's because they figure their access to rightness is just limited, that somebody else has got that covered. So finding the way to parent kids is to find what they can do well and focus on that, right? And if the whole deal is nobody wants to be ignored, then what you do, if you're really, really smart, although it really requires an enormous amount of zen to ignore the bad behavior. And ignoring the bad behavior in and of itself won't work, because the kid just then feels that you don't care about them at all. So it has to be coupled with reinforcing and noticing and supporting the positive behavior. By itself won't work otherwise. Got it? Good. All righty. What have I got here? Like about 12 seconds before you play the cool music for me, Manny?
Not even that. It's more like 2-1. There we go.
Like 1 second. Well, all right, so I'm off by 10 seconds. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea to write the phone number down, 855-99-37569. Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hello.
Hello again. How are you? I have. I wanted to say, first of all, thank you for encouraging me to have my son, I guess, play without me being a shadow. I do remember I called and I told you I was taking his cousins for the holidays, and I was freaked out because, you know, I didn't want anyone near him because I thought he would get hurt.
Right.
Well, he went to his cousin's and he played nicely. And even last week, my husband and I had like a date during the day, and we brought my son over to my mother-in-law's, and my son and his cousin played like for 3 hours.
Wow.
And they did good. The only thing was when we got there, my kid didn't even say hi to either of us. Like, he didn't even care. And then when we told him it was time to leave, he didn't want to leave.
No, he'll pitch a fit, of course.
So it was good. And also, I found out about a my gym class that's right down the street from where we live.
Good.
And I was in the computer store, and the owner came in and was talking to the other owner, and I heard them talking, and I asked what age the classes are, and she said that they start with children at the age of 2, and I told her that my son's very, with motor skills, he's very good, but in other skills, and she said that's how it is with a lot of her children, so we're going to do gymnastics next Saturday.
Great.
So,
wow, Tracy, I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question about something you said a while back, how you said that when you would have, teenagers, live with you, and then they would take care of your daughter while you would go to work.
Right.
You said something like when you were leaving one day and your daughter was crying and screaming, begging you not to leave, and you said that she was doing it for you, but how is she doing it for you if she would probably generally, really miss you from being there?
But that's the point, is that she only, it was a show to say, Mom, don't leave, and I think her preference would have been, Mom, don't leave, but as soon as I left, she was perfectly content with Marcia, the person who was there. That, understand, transitions are hard for all of us, hence the term happy hour, right? That says
right.
adult human beings, need alcohol to deal with the difference between what the expectations of their behavior are at work and what they are at home. I mean, that's a ridiculous statement, but it's also a statement that is very psychologically astute, that moving from one situation to another, we don't even need to talk about happy hour. We have to talk about your kid who previously did not like playing with other kids particularly, had such a great time with his cousins that he didn't want to leave. And what I was going to suggest on that is when you get there, say to him, listen, we're going to be leaving in about 15 minutes, so why don't you go and give your cousins a hug and get your stuff ready so that there is a transition from one situation to another. Because kids, transitions are not easy. When you go go home to visit your parents and then go and deal with your kid or your husband or whatever, you can see, and you're an adult, and that's a pretty mild transition. But transitions are hard. So the idea being that my daughter at that moment was saying, don't leave, because my daughter doesn't care what I'm doing. She doesn't care about making a living or using
right.
my brain or anything else. All she cares about is what she wants, which is, I want my mom, until her mom's out of sight. And then whoever is around, and Marcia was a perfectly competent, nice person, and she was happily playing with Marcia. And so it was really for, when I say for my benefit, she was, the effect was really for me, because she was perfectly fine. Once I was out of sight and there was somebody else there, she was perfectly fine, as your kid is. And you may notice when you leave your kid that he'll pitch a fit, as he did when he had to leave his cousin. But understand that the kids only focus on what they want at that moment. They don't have a perspective. They don't think, oh, well, gee, then I'll get to play with somebody else. That's not part of their ability at that moment. So what you try and do is either you disappear, which I'm not crazy about, because I think it gives the child the notion that at any particular time, somebody I love can disappear. I think that's frightening. But you say,
right,
in 10 minutes...
Right, so I should probably, when we leave, tell them that we're going to leave and give them a kiss, or just leave?
Well, you can experiment with both, and you can say, or you can distract him. I mean, I don't have grandchildren, I have grand puppies. And I know when we're going to leave the house, one of the things that we do when my daughter leaves and I'm left with the grand puppies, what we do is we distract them, and then I give them the doggy treats. When we're all going to leave, we put the doggy treats someplace else and let them play, and we love them a bit, and then we give them the doggy treats and we disappear. So the idea being that there are and they're dogs. They have a brain the size of basically an orange. So your kid has got a bigger brain than that. So you can sort of experiment and see what works best. But the idea being, it's one of the reasons that I think we play peekaboo with small children is we give them the idea that we can disappear and then come back, that we don't disappear from their lives. And even when people do disappear from kids' lives, they tend to wait for them to come back. Dogs wait for people to come back, even when they're not ever going to come back. So with your kid, I think what I would try saying, okay, here's where the big hand is, here's where the little hand is. When the big hand gets to here, you get all your stuff together, you give your cousins a kiss goodbye, and then we'll all go. And what kids will do is say, well, 5 more minutes, and you can give them the 5 more minutes or not. But this is a new thing for both of you, where you're not hovering as much in his life, but you're still an important presence in his life.
Right.
You're still his mom. You're still the crucial person in his life. But he's learning social skills. He's learning. You're learning that he has social skills. You're learning that you don't have to watch him 100% of the time, that he's perfectly okay on his own a little bit. And so this is going to be something the two of you will experiment with a little bit.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
Yep.
I'm home with my husband. Works like 50 hours a week. He works 4 days a week. And when my cousin comes home, when my husband comes home, or even on the mornings when he's here, the minute my kid sees my husband and I try to do anything, say hi to my kid, he freaks out. Like the other day, my husband was home, and my husband got up with him in the morning, and I got up and I said, "Oh, hi, good morning, honey," to my kid. My kid ran away screaming and slammed the door in my face. And like when my husband's around, that's how he is to me. Like the whole
well,
time.
But understand that.
How do I deal with that?
Well, understand you're going to be a grown up, and understand that first of all, you are the continuing presence in his life. And he figures when you show up, the dad's going to disappear. And at that moment, and remember the issue about transitions, that he wants to stay with dad. So instead of saying good morning to him when he wakes up, you can just let your son play with his dad. And there should certainly be times where you and dad are together with him. But he's going to learn that dad comes and goes, mom comes and goes. You've just been spending too much time with him, and he figures you're the default position. So, and at that moment, dad, he's having fun with dad, and he figures if you sort of emerge, then dad's going to disappear, and he doesn't want dad to disappear at that moment. So just
it's not personal.
Everything's personal with kids. You can't take it as personal. You're a grown up. You have a bigger brain than he does. You have more experience than he does. You have to decide that you are a perfectly nice person, and that you're going to be a good mom, and that you just have to be a little less involved with your child. Your child's not going to define who you are or make you a good person. You got to do that on your own. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Caroline, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, thank you.
My issue is my 24-year-old daughter. She's graduated with, I think her degree is exercise science. And she found out she couldn't really go anywhere with that, so she decided to go to nursing school.
Okay.
So she's got, like, 3 semesters left, and she's, like, freaking out during this semester. She bombed 2 tests. She got, like, a 62 and a 67. And now she feels like she wants to quit.
What were the 2 tests that she flunked?
I think they're in pharmacology.
Does she still want to be a nurse?
She said she hates nursing. I think she just hates that she did bad. She's kind of a perfectionist.
Sure, sure. Look, I think that if I were her mom, first of all, she's going to do what she wants to do. Did you pay for it?
Oh, no.
Okay, good. So, I mean, listen, I think it's really up to her. But what I would do, I guess, if she were my kid, I'd say, look, kiddo, there are ways. You're not really going to have to be a pharmacologist once you're a nurse. You're going to have some sort of working knowledge of medication. So if a doctor, for example, misprescribes it, you can look at it and think, gee, I don't think this is quite right, and at least check it. So it's a really important thing. So you need to decide one of two things. Either pharmacology is kind of your bete noire, and you're going to take a couple of remedial courses and learn it because it's important to you. It's just unfamiliar information. It's like literally learning a new language. So you'll take it again, and you'll do okay. And usually 70 is passing, so she didn't really bomb. She just, you know, a couple more points and she would have passed. She didn't cover herself with glory, but she would have passed. So, I mean, everybody has something that you bump into that you just don't really know very well. And probably a lot of those people who were taking the pharmacology course had taken some similar courses in the past, so it was a little less unfamiliar. And she almost passed. I mean, 68 is pretty close. 63 isn't that far off. Or that she really doesn't like nursing. And if she doesn't like nursing, then there's no sense getting a degree in nursing, because, you know, why do you want a degree in something you don't want to do? If the deal is that you're embarrassed because you didn't do very well in the class, you take the class over again just to prove to yourself you can do it. But I think she needs to make that decision of, is it nursing or is it pharmacology? If it's pharmacology, take a remedial course, take it again, and she'll pass it. If it's nursing, then she's right, but she needs to figure out what she does want to do.
But, you know, then again, last week she would tell me she went in for a clinical and she saw a knee replacement. She said, oh, my God, it was so awesome. Now I know this is where I want to be. I want to be in orthopedics. And she was going on and on, saying how great it was.
Okay, well.
And then I hear this.
Well, but look.
I
agree with you. But, look, the more you tell her, the more she'll resist that. So you can't tell her what to do because you know age and anything else. But if you say to her, look, kiddo, you've always been a great student, and I know it feels a little awful to, you know, you didn't really bomb it. You know, two more questions, you would have passed it. But this is, if you're really going to go into nursing, this is something you need to have a better grip on. So you'll take a remedial course, you'll maybe do an online course and study that and then take it again. And then you go ahead and do what you want to do. But there's no such thing. Everybody who is in any profession that they love will tell you that someplace in school they ran into something they hated. Whether it's doctors and hated immunology or biochem, or it's lawyers who hated tort law, or it's veterinarians who hated dissection. I mean, everybody who is in any field. Mine was behaviorism, because I was working in the same field that I was taking the course in, and the professor was hopelessly out of date. And I got a C in graduate school, and a C is flunking. So everybody will tell you that any field that you end up doing and loving and really being good at, there was something along the way that really tested your resolve. And that's just what pharmacology is for her. She just needs to decide, look, if this is something I really want to do, I'm not going to let this stupid course stand in my way of doing something that I'm good at and is my life's work. If it's not, if she's just decided I hate nursing, then figure out what else she wants to do. But that's the distinction. Everybody runs into something, and you think, oh, okay, you know, I thought it was going to be easy, it was going to be fun, and here's this horrible course, and it made me feel stupid. And you know, but if you're going to do it, you have to overcome that, because nursing is a taxing profession. And not only are you going to have pharmacology you have to overcome, you're going to have to overcome cranky patients and doctors who think they're God, and all sorts of confusion, and people who get better and people who don't. And so she just needs to sit down by herself or quietly, and she can sort of talk with you about it. You just can't convince her, because it's not your choice. And the more you try to convince her this is what you should do, the less likely she is to do it.
Okay.
All right?
But thank you so much.
Yeah, and you know, in about a half hour you can play this, you know, our conversation for her. Or you can just go over it in your own mind. But the idea being that everybody, I mean, and you talk to anybody who loves what they do, and there really are a bunch of us who do love what we do, and they'll tell you that there was at least one time, at least one situation, one course, one person, one professor, that they just thought, okay, I'm not going to do this. You know, it's too hard, it's too stupid, or they're too nasty, or it's too depressing, or it's too discouraging. And you either sort of, you know, put on your big boy pants and go beyond it, or you end up doing something else. But something else is going to have the same issue. Sooner or later, you're going to bump into it.
So basically what you're saying is it's a fight or flight.
Well, no, I'm not saying a fight or flight is a panic response. And I'm not sure she's panicking. I think she's just frustrated because it sounds like she's a pretty good student and she's never really run up against anything that didn't go pretty well. And this is more, you got to knuckle down and decide you want it badly enough to actually sort of gut it on out. Fight or flight is a panic. I think what she's doing is a little sort of approach avoidance of, I really want to do this, but I ran up to something. I mean, look, sooner or later you gut it out. You just decide, okay, this is something I really want, and I'm not going to let this course stand in the way of it, so I just have to figure out how to pass this course. And you either do it or you don't. And as I said, it happens to everybody. It happened, you know, the first time it happened to me was really as an undergraduate, because I went to a school and I thought I was this really smart little kid, and, you know, because I'd done well in elementary school and junior high school and high school and got into all the colleges I applied to, and then I go to this school all of a sudden is trying to flunk me out, and what I thought I was brilliant at was, which was math. And it wasn't only me. In my freshman class, I think there were 425 of us in my freshman class, of which something like under 200 graduated, but that's another story. But I think there are 425 in my freshman class, and 250 were either valedictorian or salutatorian. So over half already number one or number two. Well, obviously in a class there's only going to be one number one and one number two, which meant you had a couple hundred kids who were really unhappy because they'd never been anything except number one or number two. So that was their first gutted out. I was in the upper 10%, but I was never number one or number two. But I was always good at math, and I tutored people in math all the way through school. And all of a sudden, I'm flunking freshman calculus, as is everybody else. So, you know, at that moment, you decide, okay, I hate rice. You know, I'm not going to go to the school anymore, which a lot of people did. Or for me, I just got stubborn. I just thought, you know, you can't do this to me. And I really realized very early on that I was not smart enough to do math at the level that other people could do math. That they were just at a complete, I mean, I was good at it, but they were brilliant, and I was never going to be brilliant at it. So I just decided I wanted to stay there because my mother said come home. So I thought, okay, I'm staying here. But I knew that I wanted to find something I was really good at, not that I had to kind of be on my toenails the entire time. But I think that it happens to everybody, that either you decide, okay, you sit down at that moment and figure out where you run into the first obstacle, what I want. And either you decide, this is what I want, and I'm going to figure out how to achieve it, or, this, you know, I just thought I wanted this and I didn't. But you don't let one obstacle determine whether you do something or not. You use that obstacle to evaluate what you want.
She said she's studying all the time, and she said it takes her so much longer to get this stuff.
Well, that's okay. It's just new to her, so she has to figure out how to do it. You know, it's that first, you know, talking about if I knew, you know, I wish I knew it then, is that the competition gets harder. And thinking of ourselves as a smart person or a good student or a good mathematician is just fine until you bump into the competition. I mean, thinking of yourself as a good player until you run into McEnroe. Thinking of yourself as a good artist until you see Picasso. But that's part of the world, is that, and it doesn't mean that you're not good. It just means that you may have to redefine what good means. And that if you're competitive, I suppose you can decide that you're going to try and do better than that. If you're just sort of contemplative, you can think, all right, what can I learn from this? Or, I mean, and you hear all the time people, in fact, in the Ethan Hawke documentary, that there's a guy who says, you know, I thought I was really good until I realized how good somebody else was. And then I decided, okay, well, this isn't a career. It's a hobby, and I'll always enjoy it. But it's not something I can invest the rest of my time in because I'm just not that good. Which is, you know, useful to know. It doesn't mean that it has to be. It can be really life-changing, and you get to exhale for the first time. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, given the fact that we were talking about literally our own mortality today, I thought I would give you a couple of exercises to make you stay in the present, which is called mindfulness, right? That the idea is that depression comes from looking back, anxiety comes from looking forward. So what you want to do is maximize being in the moment, right? Which isn't to say you can't have plans, and it's not to say that you can't learn things from mistakes that you've made or successes that you've had, but that the bulk of our energy needs to be focused in the here and now, because that's the only place that we're going to make any difference. Past is done. Future ain't here yet. So, all right, so these are five. One of them will sound very familiar, even though they did a modification of it, but I'm going to modify their modification because I think they're wrong. All right, one is called hand awareness, right? you grasp your hands tightly for 5 seconds. Okay, you can do this along with me. And then release and notice how your hands feel. And you focus on that feeling for as long as you can. It's a way of getting out of your head and into your physical body as opposed to just sort of doing analysis paralysis, right? And if it's not working for you, then try it again. And maybe do more than 5 seconds. One is sort of singing along with your favorite song. And instead of just doing focusing the words, you may want to dance to it, you may want to chair bop to it, but see if you can focus on exactly what you're feeling, right? What memories do the song bring up? Because most of the songs that are our favorite songs we've heard before, right, by definition. And so when you're focusing on the song, what are the memories? What does it make you feel? And if they're making you happy, see if you can kind of revisit them maybe, you know, once an hour. You go back and do the song again. So after a couple of times of revisiting it, you may sort of just put a little dollop of happiness into your life that you didn't have before. This one requires a certain amount of discipline. So you can do the other ones first and kind of get yourself in the mindset. This one is you're supposed to close your eyes for 5 minutes and not say or do anything. And just sort of focus on where you are. And the idea about closing your eyes, because as human beings, we are such visual creatures that we've talked before about our other four senses don't work nearly as well as the animal kingdom. And so the idea is if you shut down the one, that you are allowed to focus on the others. So you can, for example, hear the blood in your ears, right? You can hear your heartbeat, which you don't know. I mean, it's there all the time. You're just not aware of it. You can hear your respiration. You can hear yourself inhaling and exhaling. You can feel the air on your skin, right? So, but you got to do it for 5 minutes, and you can't keep opening your eyes and checking to see how many more minutes you have left. And the idea is that if you're like me, I mean, I've run my life by a clock for so many years that I can actually tell you when 5 minutes are up. Many can tell you that even when I can't hear the song sometimes, when I can't hear the music, I can usually tell you within about 10 or 15 seconds of where we are, just because I've been doing it for so long. And this is a way of just, and the idea is, God forbid you do 6 minutes, that's okay. But getting yourself in the habit of just tuning out visually and tuning in everything else. It's a very interesting exercise. It may make you a little anxious to begin with, but you'll be okay. They're calling it the 1 minute breathing. You know what we call it around here, which is square breathing, which is inhale, hold to the count of four, exhale, hold to the count of four. They do a triangle, which doesn't work nearly as well, trust me, because what you tend to do is you focus on the exhale too much, and so you're basically hyperventilating if you're not careful. But you could square breathing. It's not fair to combine it with a 5 minute silence. All right, they're separate exercises. I can hear you saying, "Well, that'd be good. I could do this all at the same time." No, you can't. And you don't have to do them all at the same time. You can do them spread out over whatever you want. And this is called a game of fours. Four things in your day that generally go unnoticed. The sound of kids giggling when they're riding their bike, or I live near a school, so I get to hear the kids playing volleyball sometimes. The scent of your soap in your shower, somebody laughing, flowers, trees in bloom, a pattern of bricks on a sidewalk, the color of a car. I mean, just things that you don't ordinarily notice that are there, of just being more in the moment. The idea being, that see if you can spend, this is no one's going to do this, but I'll tell you anyway, 5 to 30 minutes every day with the TV off, the radio off, don't turn off my program, your phone off, and just be in quiet, right? Good luck.
Make sure you leave Dr. Joy Brown Show on.
Yeah, don't mess with me. Between 12 and 3, don't you dare. And here's one that if you live in a big city, can either be enlightening or terrifying. Smile at 5 people, right? People used to tease me that they knew that I was not from San Francisco when I was living there because I made eye contact. And I've always been an eye contact person. I think part of it was for so many years I was nearsighted. And so your face was sort of where I would get the most kind of information about who this blur was. But it's just become a habit. But just make eye contact and smile at somebody. You don't have to say anything. And it turns out to be one of those things that works really, really well in terms of, because most people will smile back at you. And if nothing else, it can confuse them. So let me sort of revise this, or sort of repeat it for you. All right, your hand, which is the 5 seconds of just clenching them together and then seeing how they feel. Hollering, singing along to your favorite song and sort of focusing on what it conjures up for you. The 5-minute eye close. I know. Square breathing. Finding 4 things that you haven't noticed that before they're there. Spending 5 to 30 minutes with everything off, except my program. Except don't do it during 12 and 3, and then you can do it. With no TV, no phone, no nothing. Just in quiet. And that doesn't mean you're reading. It just means that you're just sort of contemplating. And then smiling at people. Smiling at 5 people. All right. There's another kind of fun thing, but I used to do this where we'd call it Play It Forward Friday, do something nice for somebody. No, I guess it was Thursdays, because in the old days where we had answering machines and I went to a payphone to check my machine, I didn't have a quarter, and the guy standing next to me just gave me a quarter, and then when I had, there wasn't a message that I had to return, that he gave me another one. And so I went and got some change after that, and he was gone, so I couldn't repay him. But the next time I was at a phone booth, somebody was looking around for a quarter, and I gave them a quarter. So we started do something nice for somebody days, and then people would call and talk with me about it, which doesn't include helping little old ladies cross the street who don't want to cross the street yet. So you have to be a little careful about it in big cities. But basically, so the idea being, and I suppose that's kind of inadvertently the focus of today's program, is this is the life we've got. This is the day you have. So make the most of it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.